think it'll probably be another day singing it.
Yeah, I just heard it then. That was nice.
Yeah. And what you could do with the bits where you can't get it because you haven't got enough breath, you can just stop.
Just take over, yeah. Yeah.
Sleep. the present night. Take care, my foolish one. You may surely die of fright. Surely die of fright. I go to sleep. We'll be right back.
shade. He's let us in, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden, in the shade. I'd ask my friend to come and see that octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade. We would be warm, below the storm, in our little hideaway beneath the waves. Resting our heads on the seabed, in an octopus's garden, near a cave. We would sing and dance around, because we know we can't be found. I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade. I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade.
We've ever had on our stage, the Beatles, the Beatles, the Beatles.
trying to deceive, telling me all you need is love, all you need is love to succeed. Lady Madonna, let it be.
Too late. opportunity to apologize to John Lennon and Paul McCartney. We're sorry.
Well, this is like the sixth Saturday in a row that it's been raining. And it's raining like crazy out there now, as it's been doing every week since April or so. I don't know. Anyway, I'm surprised at the amount of celebration that's going on between all the rain and everything else. And I found out what it is. We're celebrating the Beatles for no reason in particular, just because. Okay? I mean, Sgt. Pepper's was released on June 1st, way back or thereabouts. So anyway, what are we here? Let's see. We heard Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band intro, Take 9, and some sort of crap. I believe that was from the anthology series, but I'm not sure. Okay. Then we heard something from Everyday Chemistry. Now, this is a story. Get this. This guy decided that he went back into a different dimension in which the Beatles did not break up, and the Beatles there were very concerned that when he came back, he would think that they were gone completely, so they made this whole album from him to bring back, and that was part of it. And the rest of it is, we heard something called Sweet Dreams, and We Are Waiting, two songs from the same band, from the same album, and you would die if I told you who that was, okay? So let's just, no, I'll just, that was actually The Knack, all right? And that was from their third album called Round Trip, which was their last album, and they all went their separate ways, and basically all of them died, except for bass player Niles, whatever his name is. See how they forget? Beatles Ragging on Beatles. That was the Hey Strawberry Bulldog thing. Let's see. Beatles versus Belinda Carlisle. Heaven is a Day Trip. We heard a Blondie Beatles mashup, Glass Octopus. All the Happy People from Pharrell versus the Beatles. That was put together by Kill Mr. DJ. Okay. That's the only one I can tell. Well, this one too, Sleeping. Bunch of mashups here. Sleeping, that was CCC. And then we heard something from Titles. Something called Titles. You can guess why. That was from 1975, and that was Barclay James Harvest. And then CCC again. It's Far Too Late. We had a CCC sandwich there with Titles in the middle. How's that? Hmm? Where else are you going to find that? Hmm? At this hour. Yeah, and then we heard from Damascus and Barnes and Barnes, A Day in the Life of Green Acres, from an album with Dr. Demento. And Dr. Demento has announced his retirement after 55 years or so. So I guess that leaves room for me. We'll see about that. I'm pretty tired myself. But I point out why I'm so tired is the other thing we're celebrating here is that this right here that you're listening to is my 800th BitSlap podcast, okay? Now, I also do a show on ERU up here, WERU, and I have 450 under my belt there, and so I've been busy. But I'm not going to have time to pick up the Demento project, okay? But anyway, 800 down the tubes. That's about 24,000 tracks. Whew. Anyway, that makes me tired, so sometimes I just want to get right to the heart of the matter, right? Like, let's get to the heart of this. We're in a hurry.
Such a dirty old man.
Keep an eye on the rustling in the sky. The red coat is coming to the Joe. Oh, the priests are coming, yeah, the priests are coming, and they're taking over this land. And the secret weapon is a real high step.
Low, low down Liverpool band.
Hey, man, where's Liverpool anyhow?
Well, the carpool connected to the kidney pool, and the kidney pool connected to the Liverpool.
First they softened us up with Montevani in a sugar-coated train. When I got word down, they come a-slipping around with Beatles, Bugs, and Plain. Oh, they're coming through the doors, through the windows and the floors, and they're taking over this land. And the secret weapon is a real high step.
So low down Liverpool band.
Hey, man.
Yeah?
What do you hear from Big Ben?
He say, bang.
We're on heels and pins on the bits and pieces. Big green clear down to our bones. And to finish the job, leave nothing but a plow.
My man Tom Jones.
He's nice.
Boy, they're coming through the door, through the windows and the floors. And they're taking over this land. And the secret weapon is a real high step.
So low down Liverpool band.
Hey, man, you know last week I did a gig at Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, baby. Where you gonna watch this next week?
Well, we licked them back in 76 and 1812 as well. But I tell you something, they ain't leaving us nothing but a crack in the Liberty Bell. Oh, the British are coming, yeah, the British are coming, and they're taking over this land. And the secret weapon is a real high step.
So low down Liverpool.
One more time now. British are coming, yeah, the British are coming. And they're taking over this land. And the secret weapon is a real high step.
So low down Liverpool band.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your reporter, Walter Crankcase, at the Municipal Airport, where thousands are waiting the arrival of the Bedbugs, England's famous singing group, making their first appearance here in the United States. The plane is landing on the runway, and the control tower is now checking on the landing approach.
Control tower to Superjet 409, how is your landing attempt? Over.
He's real fine, my boy.
The plane has landed, and the doors are opening. The crowds are screaming. We now switch it to our on-the-scene reporter, who will interview the Bedbugs as they step off the plane.
Welcome to America, Bedbugs. Was your trip enjoyable?
You really got me now.
Bingo Moon, how is all your success fall to you?
I like it, I like it.
With all your fame and fortune, why do you continue to work so hard?
He likes bread and butter.
We switch you to the police headquarters.
Sir, tell me something. How do you feel about the crowds and the chaos going on outside?
I think I'm going out of my head.
Meanwhile, downtown. The Bedbugs have arrived at their hotel.
Singing.
Our reporter is now trying to reach the Bedbugs. John Lemon is trying to get out of the car.
Oops!
Leader of the pack.
The manager of the Bedbugs is here. Sir, how do you feel about the success of your group?
Something tells me I'm into something good.
The crowds are screaming! Sir, as an innocent bystander, what is your reaction to all of this confusion? Young lady, how do you feel about the Bedbugs? The show has ended.
Oh, no, 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 no.
The Bedbugs are leaving.
First gear, come on, it's all right.
Girls are crying.
Ooh,
boys are screaming.
Big Ben, the ruin of Bedbugs.
Parents are thankful.
I don't want to see you again.
It's been a long day's fight.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is Chet Hartley.
And this is David Worthen.
And this is the Hartley Worthen coverage of the simultaneous visits to New York City of Pope Paul VI and the Beatles. And now, here is David Worthen.
It is amazing. We don't know exactly how it happened, but through lack of coordination... The Pope and the Beatles will be here for exactly 12 hours. Chet?
Excuse me, David. There seems to be some excitement at the airport. Let's switch you now to Edwin Nuisance at BOAC Terminal. Edwin?
We don't know exactly what's happening, but the Pope's Alitalia plane is about to land here at the BOAC Terminal. There must be 50,000 screaming teenagers here on the... They were all expecting to greet the Beatles. Well, the door is opening. I guess the welcoming delegation will go inside the plane to pay their respects to the Pope. The delegation includes Murray the K, Andy Warhol, and Miss Teeny Bopper of 1966. David?
At this point, Chet, I don't know what's going on. But I can see on the monitor the Pope has just stepped out and the teenagers have gone wild. The crowd is screaming, "We love Paul, we love Paul."
Obviously, a terrible mistake has been made, ladies and gentlemen. Let's switch now to Nancy Dickering at Alitalia Terminal and see what's happening there.
This is Nancy Dickering. It's a beautiful sight. Cardinal Spellman is dressed in his finery and is standing on a matching red carpet. Also on hand to greet the Pope are Mayor Lindsay, Governor and Mrs. Rockefeller, Vice President Humphrey, four singing nuns, and Debbie Reynolds. The door on the BOAC plane is opening, and out come four Italian altar boys. Oh, my goodness, no, it's the Beatles. Oh, excuse me. Now, the greeting party has realized exactly who has arrived, but nevertheless, Cardinal Spellman has just knelt down and kissed one of Ringo Starr's rings. Well, with all of this excitement, we can certainly say that the Beatles have Catholic appeal. David?
It is clear now that since the landings have been reversed, the rest of the day's schedule will also be reversed. There is no way to stop the action now. Let's switch to Slender Van Oki. He's at Macy's department store for the Pope's entrance into the record department.
This is Slender Van Oki here at Macy's in the record department. The Pope is coming up the escalator. His train is being carried by two sales girls. Doris Mandelbaum and Ming-Toy Epstein. The Pope is waving and smiling. He's put on a pair of dark glasses now. He's autographing four or five at a time, and in order to speed things up, David, he's just writing a big VI, a big six, right on the album. Well, that's about it from Macy's. Back to you, David.
Let's switch now to Nancy Dickering at St. Patrick's Cathedral. Nancy?
The four Beatles have just walked down the center aisle. Everyone is kneeling now, and John Lennon has just blessed the crowd. In 20 minutes, the Beatles will visit the president at the Statler Hilton to discuss the situation in Vietnam. David?
The Pope left Macy's a few moments ago, having snuck out through the lingerie department unawares. The Pope will rest up at the Warwick Hotel for the next few hours, and then will host an informal buffet with special guests Bob Dylan and the Rolling Stones. Let's switch now to Hullabaloo with Murray the King.
Hobby! Hobby! Okay, gang, we got a great show tonight. Hold your applause, kids, hold your applause. Number one in Italy, the international. Take it away, Pope Paul.
Let's switch now to Nancy Dickering at Yankee Stadium.
It's a beautiful day for a mass here at Yankee Stadium. The vendors are doing a sensational business with a papal pennant which reads, "Rah, rah, rah, rorum ribbis runt." The Beatles have just finished celebrating high mass at second base, assisted by the St. Louis Cardinals. 10,000 girls have jumped out of the stands to confess. The Beatles have entered their Cadillac for the trip to the airport before flying back to the Vatican. David?
I guess that's right, Nancy. We have word here that the Pope has just finished two encores on Hullabaloo. Later on tonight, the Pope will be flying back to Liverpool. Chet?
Well, David, I think after today's response, we can safely say, no matter what has been said before, that the Pope is definitely more popular than the Beatles. And that statement, John Lennon, needs no further explanation.
The lilacs in an old brown suit.
Two.
And Christmas time is Christmas time. And your bunny flavors. Every bristling tea. Every bristling tea. All the best from me. And the beastie dragon. The beastie dragon. To the hill.
Everywhere is Christmas.
Ringo, by Jiminy, to help me decorate my Christmas tree. To help me decorate my Christmas tree. I'm dreaming of a Christmas with the Beatles. And what a merry Christmas this could be. When Santa drives up bringing John beside him singing a pretty Christmas carol to me. A pretty Christmas carol to me. Santa with his hair cut like George, boy, will he look weird. Even wearing Beetle boots, picture him without his beard. He's a Beetle.
And then putting you on. Here come the Beatles, get the Beatle bomb.
Simply cool. So Ringo, George, and Paul, and Johnny too. Here is a polka tune from us to you. So take this polka hop and dance around. It has your instruments, it has your sound. The Beatle Polka, this is your tune. Good luck, God bless you, hope to see you soon. We love you, Beatles, oh yes we do. For bringing happiness, our thanks to you. We love you, Beatles, we want you near. Stay in the USA, you are welcome here.
I don't wanna hold your hand.
I just wanna go.
Sparkling diamonds, that's pretty. the strife says to the walrus had some juicy oysters, while others thought him a fat fool. A flaming pie flew into a witty dream, a vision of yesterday's tomorrow, we know. Little boys stand on a wooden crate, visions caressing the future walrus show. Troopers of a flowing army of flowers, little people floating in walrus pool. Tim, no me, we laugh and see. I always knew the walrus was a man. Though it didn't matter what a tiny bit, the world was made for just one him. Little peasants in a guarded land of plenty, the walrus got fat. Say what you see, you think I must jest. Sit beside me, my flock of foolish sheep. Oh, those fat, lazy thoughts pitch closer. I laugh while wiping tears, I weep. Closer, little piggies, but don't get too near. I'll blow sweet lies to your burning ears. I repeat those below under my feet. I'm the walrus now and forever in years. Lucy had a sparkling dance. Some pretty style horses too. The walrus had some juicy oysters, while others thought him a fat fool.
Yes, I miss the Beatles, too. But they're still here, all around us, everywhere you go, every shopping mall, every other commercial, maybe, but they're out there. And so just remember what it stood for, okay? Don't worry about anything else. We started out with something called Secret Weapon, The British Are Coming, and that was the Bratz, spelled B-R-A-T-T-S, which stands for Brotherhood for the Reestablishment of American Top Ten Supremacy. Sounds Trumpish, doesn't it? Don't be fooled. Do your research, all right? Long Day's Fight was Vic Mendolia and Frankie Lehman. That was, that drop-in thing. Let's see, the Beatles and the Pope visit to New York City at the same time from Hardly Worth It Players. I thought that was pretty cool. Unreal Christmas was Igor Kontrabass remix. And Igor Kontrabass, I don't know who that is, all right? So don't blame me. Let's see, what did I do? I lost my place. Okay, Unreal Christmas. That was Igor Kontrabass remix. We got that far? Okay. All right. Number 19, Judy and the Duets. That was Christmas with the Beatles. We heard Little Cheryl. Yeah, Little Cheryl. She's not so little anymore. She's probably older than me. Yeah. We love them all. And that was Little Cheryl. Only 17 from the Beatlettes, who are also probably older than me by now. Let's see, Ain't No Beetle from Gary Sanders, an opposing viewpoint. And the Beetle Bomb from the Exterminators. That was the extreme viewpoint there. Little Wally plus the Ventures together, as you'd always wondered about all these years. Well, you could stop wondering. That was called Welcome Beatles. Vito and the Salutations. Remember them from the old days? Yeah. That was called Liverpool Bound. One of the nicer satiric attempts at Beatle from the Cognoscendi of the day, the doo-woppers and stuff. All right. We're All Pallbearers by Zacharias and the Tree People. That was in response to Paul's death. Quote. Teddy Boy was the Strawberry Walrus. The Strawberry Walrus performed Teddy Boy for you. Does that make it clearer? Okay. And then Come Back Beatles from Lipstick, who I understand later became Horse Lips. Is that what happened here? That's why I have it written like this? I don't know. All right. We're done. I'm done partying. So I got something to take you out. Another mashup, and then something that you may or may not want to listen to. If you want to duck out, you can. I just call it the weird song. It's allegedly the Beatles, but I cannot prove that because. But you'll see there are similarities if you stick with it. All right. So, but that's for your entertainment. Meanwhile, I'm going to jump off here, and I'll be back next week with something I don't know, and we'll all talk about it afterwards. Okay? How's that sound? Okay, good. So enjoy this, and I'll see you in the Yellow Submarine.
got a word or two.
Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I want to tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine. Oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine.
What?